Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mark Brauchart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Reddy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount bunts towards third. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Brauchart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauchart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper is hit by the pitch. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouhard is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Romero reaches second base with a double. Reddy scores. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Romero trying to get to home. Paciorek throws the ball into Hill, who tags Romero, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouillard strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reddy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Simmons now playing first base. Brian Giles now playing second base. Jim Gantner now playing third base. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioric is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachioric hits a pop-up towards first. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero can't make a play. That's a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. Walker reaches second base with a double. Hill moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hill scores. Walker scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Bob McClure now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. Salazar hits a pop-up towards first. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to second. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-3 in the game. Brouhard takes first base on ball 4. Bob James now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-3 in the game. Householder strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Mark Brouillard now playing left field. Paul Householder now playing right field. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Hill and he is out, Hewlett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brouillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 2 for 4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 4 in the game. Householder takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rudy Law pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Law reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 4 in the game. Salazar bunts towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Law scores. It's Brewers, 5, White Sox, 5. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Fisk is walked intentionally. Boston moves to second. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Mark Hill. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Boston moves to third. Fisk moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.